From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin. Some state lawmakers are calling for Pulaski County Circuit Judge Wendell Griffin's impeachment following his second public protest against capital punishment. KUAR's Daniel Breen has details.
Griffin has been making headlines in Central Arkansas recently for two ongoing lawsuits, one invalidating the state's permitting process for hopeful medical marijuana growers, and another suing the state Supreme Court from barring him from hearing death penalty cases. The ruling was in response to Griffin's protest last year, where he lay on a cot in front of the governor's mansion, mimicking a condemned inmate. Griffin has again made that symbolic protest, and in response, Republican State Senator Trent Garner and Representative Bob Ballinger say the state legislature should impeach Griffin. But Griffin says none of his critics can point to a legal precedent for that assertion.
None of the people who are complaining have cited a single case from the United States Supreme Court that says that a judge cannot comment about popular, controversial public issues and at the same time be a judge. As a matter of fact, there is a United States Supreme Court case that dates back to 2002 that says exactly the opposite, written by former Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia.
In response, Senator Garner says there's no legal matter in question, rather a question of Griffin's fitness to serve on the bench.
If Judge Griffin really had this deep conviction, he should have recused himself from that case and let somebody else hear it, and then it would have been a different situation. But he has a direct cause between showing a court ruling that halted executions and then directly going to show a public display against that very issue he heard. It's unacceptable.
It's unclear how Griffin's impeachment would proceed, as the state legislature is out of session until 2019, though Gardner says the state house does not have to be in session to bring articles of impeachment. No judge has been impeached in Arkansas's 181-year history. Daniel Breen, KUAR News.